Russia today deported a plane load of Georgians accused of illegal immigration in the latest diplomatic act against its southern neighbor. Russia has so far cut transport and postal links with Georgia and stopped issuing visas to citizens of the country. The current diplomatic row between the two countries was sparked by Georgia's arrest of four military officers accused of spying. The men have since been released. We spoke to Dr. Leon Aron, the director of a Russian studies at the Washington-based American Enterprise Institute. He says that domestic issues in both countries are driving the dispute.
In the case of Georgia, there are several things. There are coming elections in which Mikhail Saakashvili's party may really not do that well because a lot of promises of the Rose Revolution have failed to materialize. Also, Georgia's actions are driven, I think, by a grave concern about the UN vote on Kosovo, because if Kosovo is granted de facto independence, that would give South Ossetia and Abkhazia, the two breakaway regions of Georgia, sort of a legal precedent to also declare independence, and in that they're supported by Russia. So I think on the part of Georgia, the arrest of the Russian intelligence officers was kind of a preemptive strike. For the Russians, again, they're entering a very uncertain period of two elections, next year parliamentary and, of course, the change of power in 2008. At this point, I think the Kremlin is trying to do everything to ensure that the elections turned as they plan in the Kremlin. And so, unfortunately for both sides, this crisis is somewhat of a sort of expected step.